The other thing that I'm excited for is, of course, every single morning is the social rundown from my bedroom. Stefan Lombard, good morning.
Hi, you were quite deep and meaningful there. Now I want to talk about Dacha. How are you?
Fine. Okay, I can lighten the mood. I can do something silly if you like. It's like I'm a dime a dozen for a clumsy moment if you'd like.
Speaking of lighting up, Refill.
Nicely done.
So American Twitter is ablaze, shall we say. San Francisco, the city council met, and they have banned all smoking inside apartments, all tobacco smoking, that is. So This includes vaping even. However, you are allowed to smoke a joint inside. This was a last-minute change, and this is understandably quite a controversial position. And the reason is that you're not allowed to smoke marijuana outside. So by banning it inside apartments, you're basically banning the whole practice. So
after this is, all that, right.
It's kind of a gray area, whereas tobacco can be smoked outside, which means it gets a little bit complicated, and people are torn, shall we say, even the San Franciscans, who I think famously a liberal population.
Yeah, of all the states, I would not expect this to be happening in California.
Actually, this makes San Francisco the 63rd Californian city with such a ban. They're obviously the biggest by far, but this would get the attention, right? And people's responses vary greatly because, you know, San Francisco is one of the most expensive places in the world. It's seen as a very beautiful place, but it has many, many social ills. It has a massive homeless population for various reasons. The state does not account for really mental health care. So people are saying, well, can we stop people dying on sidewalks before we start addressing things like this? Literally, it comes down to that. I find discarded needles in the park every day, says someone who's a parent. And why is that not a priority? Because it doesn't give you tax money, right? But of course, the grappies are always there. Mark Harrison says, but what if my cigar identifies as a blunt?
That's hilarious.
In San Francisco, you can be whatever you want. I'm trying to remember the last time, says another, I had a lease that allowed me to smoke inside an apartment, and I live in Texas, which I think is a fair point, and I'm not sure if that's the case in South Africa as much. Do people generally ban that? I know pets are definitely an issue.
Pets are an issue, particularly in the Western Cape. I don't know why people hate pets so much. It's a problem. But Texas is a place where you can also have a rifle with your eggs. So I don't think it's exactly the yardstick for rental agreements.
Tim says, I didn't think they could legally ban people from consuming anything legal in their own home.
Yeah.
That sounds pretty bonkers to me. The response to that was, you can't fire a weapon inside your own home, and I'm pretty sure the reasons are similar.
Listen, I go ahead.
No, I have a pun to finish off, so make your point first.
Oh, okay. All I wanted to say was I think this is the complexity with increasing nanny statism. So there's a split, I think, in the country, regardless of whether or not you like the lockdowns, for example, about the benefits and the merits of, like, Nkosazana Dlamini Zuma, be it her If People's Role now or her smoking ban 15 years ago. And there are many people who are like, thank goodness for her, I quit smoking and stuff like that. But once you start getting into people's houses, soon you'll be regulating, you know, their sexual positions. It's crazy.
And ultimately, this is about communal living, and they kind of use poor people as their excuse for making sweeping changes.
Yeah.
I think marijuana smells far worse than cigarettes, but you would assume that cigarettes are smoked far more, which would make it a more persistent issue. But
fair enough.
I want to end off with the best pun, which is that I'm pretty sure this is a joint agreement between apartment owners and the city.
Thank you very much to you, Stefan Lombard.